You're listening to KHUM. That was Black Violin with Stereotypes. And right now I have Will B on here, who is one member of Black Violin. How are you doing? Well, one of you and Kev are the main elements of Black Violin. And so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course, we're super excited to have you coming up in at the end of January, January 25th, on over at the Van Duser Theater. So you're right now in the middle of a break at the two legs of your Unity tour, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in the middle of a break. We just actually performed at a high school here in New Jersey. So we're pretty much done here for the year, but we have the Heisman Award. It's this weekend that we're doing.
I know, that's super exciting. That is super exciting. How did you get asked to be a part of the Heisman Awards for the presentation on Friday?
Well, we've done a few things for ESPN, and they've always wanted to try to see how they incorporate us and our music into their, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. And they're always trying to do different things, you know what I mean? And they thought of us when they were trying to put together this whole program, and they've thought about how we can just be very, very outside the box. That's the whole idea of this award show. So they called us out, and we're like, yeah, we'll do it.
Well, that's some good connections right there if they're looking for ways to fit you in. And you all are definitely outside the box, which is great. That's one thing that we love here.
Absolutely. And,
mm-hmm. Sweet. Awesome. So you have that going on Friday. You're basically going to be like the house band, I guess, right?
Correct, yeah. We're the house band. And so you're going to hear music in and out of breaks, you know, when we're given announcements, when they're given the actual trophy, when, you know, someone's coming up for a speech or whatever.
Are you excited to see the Heisman Trophy?
I am. You know, I don't think I've seen a Super Bowl trophy up close, but...
Are you a big football fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge football fan. You know, Dolphins. And any team in Florida, as long as it's Florida State, UM, and UF in that order.
All right, sweet. I'm more of a hockey fan myself, but
okay.
I can understand how exciting that would be. Which is super cool. But you all have your latest album just came out last year, Stereotypes, and it seems to have gotten super good response.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we're definitely very proud of the album that came out last year, and it's one of those albums that, you know, we're trying to just basically continue to brand this new idea, right? This new sound, classical hip hop, but also, for us, our music, we feel like always has to have some message in it, you know what I mean? And for us, we're a walking stereotype, and two black guys playing the violin and majoring in performance in college, not something you see every day, and we just wanted to also challenge listeners and viewers that are coming to our shows to really do the same, you know, think outside the box and break stereotypes, no matter what it is. You never thought a violin is capable of sounding the way that we're able to make it sound, and also, you know, a black man and just seeing me, you would never think that I actually, you know, played a violin or viola, you know. So, you know, that album was it's very important to us, and we feel like it's something that's necessary, particularly in the climate that we live in. You know?
Yeah, especially now more than ever, it's really great to. That you all are working towards breaking down a lot of preconceived notions or stereotypes, if you will. I think that we need a lot more of that in this world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Because people rush to judgment on a lot of things and make a lot of assumptions whenever they shouldn't.
It's unfortunate. We all have it. You know, we all kind of see something or see someone and. Someone that they're this, someone that they can't do this, you know, and we tell people, listen, just do it anyway. Use that as fuel, you know. Yeah, I mean, you hear that a lot, people say it a lot, but it's the truth. You just have to use it. You have to use that to break down that barrier, and someone else. trying to do something else that's similar or something that's totally different, they'll see you and they'll want to, you know, break stereotypes and do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And I'm glad you're putting that message into your music as well, because that'll reach a lot of people. So that,
we feel like we have an obligation to do something. It's one thing to have beautiful music, but also have a message that ties into it. We feel like it's important.
And I love how that message comes out in all of your social media as well. Like, you just tweeted something that, like, 2 hours ago. There's this 6-year-old violinist playing Let It Go, and she is awesome. I can just imagine anyone that knows her being so excited that you all are encouraging that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's beautiful to see. You know, it's beautiful to see. I mean, this is the future. You know, these kids are the future, and not only the future of the world, but the future of this art form, which is classical music. We got to be able to encourage these young men and women to continue to push forward with this art form. And no matter who you are, where you're from, you can play this instrument, and you can do whatever you want with this instrument. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk with me. Excited to see you in person coming up on January 25th. That's a Wednesday night for folks who are wondering at 8 p.m. on over at the Van Duzer Theater. Tickets are $36 and $10 for HSU students. And coming up here in just a little bit, I'll have some free tickets to give away to that. But thank you so much, Wilby. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
And have fun on Friday.
Absolutely. It's going to be great.
I'm going to watch it just so I can see you all play. I'm super excited.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, sweet. Well, going to go ahead and take a short break, and then I'll have those tickets to give away. Going to take a look at your short list. Going to check back in with the Food for People. A lot of exciting things happening. So stick around. You're listening to KHAM.